From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Life Boy program starring Al Jolson with Martha Ray, Park Chikarkas, Lud Gluskin's Orchestra, and our special guest, Mary Boland. Here comes our star, ushering in the new year with his inimitable songs, mirth, and melody, our own Al Jolson.
Happy New Year, everybody, and Happy New Year to you, Tiny.
And the same to you, Al. What's your New Year's song contribution going to be tonight, Al?
A medley of two great tunes, Tiny. They were written by a grand songwriter, Waller Donaldson. And I'm sure the folks will recognize both of them. Hit it, Lud.
Every little breeze a sign of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting, feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping, while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me, and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling, and love is calling me home. When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, a little white light, yeah, will lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Molly and me, and baby make three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Thanks a lot, folks. I'm glad you like those two songs because I sang them at a New Year's Eve party, and honestly, I wish all of you were there. Lud Gluskin, he was dressed as the old year, 1938. He wore two beards, one for his head. Tiny Ruffner, our tall announcer, was dressed as the New Year baby, 1939. He looked like a skyscraper with three-cornered pants. You know, folks, I thought it was going to be a very exclusive party, but it wasn't. It was as easy to get into as the San Francisco Mint. That's more than I expected on that gag. And what a dinner. Oh, the food, it was really awful. For dessert, we had something. We had Danish pastry. Now I know what Shakespeare meant when he said there's something rotten in Denmark. Hello, Martha. Hello, honey. You know, I was just telling the folks about the New Year's party I went to. And Martha, really, you should have been there to see the beautiful women and the beautiful clothes they wore. Really, you should have been there.
Beautiful women? Gee, I bet you had a lot of fun.
No, I didn't have no fun. That Clark Gable guy was there and me standing under a mistletoe for 3 hours for nothing.
Well, maybe you should have been standing under Clark Gable.
I don't like that crack. I don't like it. Say, wait a minute, Martha. What's Gable got that I haven't got? That's only your opinion now. That's only your opinion.
Tell me, Al, was Parky Carcass there?
No, Parky has no time for parties, Martha. He's too busy with his new racket. Do you know what Parky is doing now?
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Well, get this. He calls himself the man on the street. He stands on a corner with a microphone, and he asks people questions.
Well, who'd answer any of Parky's questions?
Well, that's just it. He gets himself in more trouble. For instance, yesterday he pulled an awful boner. He asked a man, why will the New York Fair be the greatest event in 1939?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, the man he asked was the mayor of San Francisco.
You know, Al, I'd like to see Parky at work.
Well, you can. Right now, he's on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Come on, let's go down and heckle him.
The
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Ookie Wookie Cookies present The Man on the Street, conducted by Snooky Park Your Carcass.
Now, folks, if you'll just step closer to the microphone, I'm going to ask some questions, and every postman who answers the questions, he will get 2 tickets for the Al Jolson Brumcast. Now, come here, mister. I'm going to ask you the first question. Now, what's your name?
Patrick Murphy.
All right, Pat, here's Mike. Just talk right into it. Now, here's your question. Would you recognize Hedy Lamarr in a bathing suit?
I'd know Hedy Lamarr in a bathing suit with my eyes shut.
Yeah, but think what you'd be missing. Tell me, mister, what is your occupation?
I am an expert on economy.
Economy? So, you know, I always got arguments with my wife on that.
You argue with your wife on economy?
Yeah, on economy coming home so late every night. Here's 2 tickets for the Al Jolson Brumcast.
Oh, no, that's the program with Park Your Carcass, and you know, people are talking about him.
Really? What are they saying? Tell me quick, because we're on the air for 30 minutes.
Well, if I tell you what they're saying, we'll be off the air in 30 seconds.
Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, Jocelyn.
So you're the man on the street?
Yeah, I didn't pay my rent.
No, I mean Vox Pop.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
What's Coca-Cola got to do with it?
You asked me Vox Pop, I told you.
listen, Parky, I'm talking about Vox Pop. Short for Vox Populi, meaning the voice of the people, take from the Latin.
I know, it's something like Feinkamp.
Feinkamp?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's short for finance company, which means my automobile, taken from the Greek. Okay.
Never mind, Parky. I really came down here to see, you work as a man on the street.
All right.
So go ahead and question the people in the crowd. Now, here's an intelligent-looking fellow.
Yeah, say, mister, what's your name and where do you live?
My name is Alexander. Just call me Al.
Yeah.
And I live at 100. I moved. Pardon me.
That's all right. This program is on a coast-to-coast hiccup. Yeah. Say, listen, how would you like 2 tickets for the Jocelyn Show?
Oh, I certainly, absolutely, no.
Say, brother, if you come to the Jocelyn Show, it might cure your hiccups.
That's where I got them.
Parky. How many tickets did you give away so far?
2 more and it'll be 2. Oh, but here's a nice-looking lady. I beg your pardon, me, miss, but... How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
You don't look it.
Well, to be frank with you, I was 18 the day Roosevelt was elected.
Ah, good old Teddy. Yeah. Now, here's your question, lady. What do you know about the Liberty Bell?
It's cracked.
Yeah, well, it's don't be cracked no more, you know. They fixed it.
Oh, wait a minute, Parky. They fixed the Liberty Bell?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Sure, didn't you hear? Now it can be told. Yeah.
Parky, look, this woman looks a little dumb. Maybe she'll take the tickets.
Say, lady, here's 2 tickets for the Jocelyn Show.
No, thanks.
Jocelyn, she's not as dumb as she looks. Yeah.
Pardon me, sir, my name is Pike, spelled P-I-K-E, Pike. May I talk to you?
Okay, Pike, speak.
I'm from the Daily Gazette. Yeah. I'm interviewing all Vox Pop programs for a Sunday article. Now, would you mind telling me your name?
No, Parkyakakis P. Parkyakakis.
What's the middle initial P stand for?
Parkyakakis, I'm conceited.
Well, you're conceited. Yeah. Are you married?
Yeah, I'm also stupid. Yeah.
Now, Mr. Parkyakakis, I'd like to get your opinion on modern music.
Yeah?
It's a known fact that right now Duke Ellington's orchestra is playing in England. Do you think Duke Ellington should stay away from the USA?
No, but I think Duke University should stay away from USC. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Parkyakakis, for your interview.
That's all right, mister. Here's 2 tickets for the Al Jolson Show.
I'm sorry. I've got to go out of town Friday.
No, the Jocelyn broadcast is on Tuesday.
Oh, thanks for the warning. Then I'll leave Monday.
Okay. Hey, those tickets are hard to get rid of, Parky.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have better luck with the next fella. Try this little short fella here.
All right, mister, what do you do?
Well, I'm a bird fancier.
A bird fancier?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I got a sparrow home. Could you make him any fancier?
No. I'm a pigeon fancier. I raise carrier pigeons for delivering messages.
Oh, see, I got an idea for you. Why don't you cross your carrier pigeons with an owl?
Cross my pigeons with an owl?
Yeah.
What for?
So they can deliver night letters. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, mister. Here's your tickets for the Jostlin show.
Say, you couldn't make that two for the Jack Benny show.
If I had two for Jack Benny, I'd go myself.
Look, Parky. Parky, here's a cute little girl. Let's question her.
All right. Hello, little girl. What's your name?
Susie, and I don't mean you. Say, hey, Mr. Man.
What?
Can I please ask you a question, Mr. Man?
Sure, go ahead.
How much is 12 and 4?
12 and 4?
Yeah.
Let's see. 12 is 12.
Parky, would you answer the child's question? How much is 12 and 4?
Don't rush me. First, I got to figure out how much 12 is. Needle girl, here's an easy one for you. What does the doctor do when he operates on my father?
So's your old man.
No, you're wrong. He opens my mother's mail. Again.
And now, so much for the man on the street. And now Martha Ray steps out of her baby carriage and sings Harold Arlen's latest composition, Sing My Heart.
My heart, you know it's spring, my heart, so why not show it? Pretend you're glad, my heart, although you're sad, my heart, we mustn't know it. Remember, love is not an easy game. No two hearts ever beat quite the same. Go on and dance, my heart. Our only chance, my heart, is to forget it. Should you despair, my heart, you'll know we care, my heart, and we'll regret it. If it's to be, we soon shall see. And if it's not to be, no power on earth can make it so. Pretend it's spring, my heart. Go on and sing, my heart. If you sing, you'll never know. Go on and sing, my heart. You know it's spring, my heart. So why not show it? Pretend you're glad, my heart. Although you're sad, my heart, he mustn't know it. Remember, love is not an easy game. Two hearts ever be quite the same. Go on and dance, my heart. Our only chance, my heart, is to forget it. Should you despair, my heart, you'll know we care, my heart, and we'll regret it. If it's to be, we soon shall see. And if it's not to be, no power on earth can make it so. Pretend it's spring, my heart. Go on and sing, my heart. For if you sing, you'll never.
Oh, that was fine, Martha. Now I got time for one more interview, so I'll take that fellow over there. Hey, you're standing on the box. Come over here.
I'm not standing on a box. I just happen to be a tall man.
You know, you look just like Tiny Ruffner.
I am Tiny Ruffner.
And that accounts for the resemblance, you know? And besides, you got a nice voice. You should be on the radio.
I should be on the radio.
Yeah.
I told you, my name's Tiny Ruffner.
That's all right. You can change your name.
Now, look, Parky, suppose I show you who I am. I am the fellow who presents little scenes like this one. Critical moments in the lives of people. Listen.
I'll bet that's Gertrude now. Hello? Who? Oh, yes, Mrs. Williams. This Friday night? Oh, I'm sorry, but that's my husband's bowling night. Some other time, perhaps. Goodbye.
What's the idea, Helen? You know I bowl Tuesday night. Aren't those the Williamses who are the new neighbors? It's high time we dropped in on them. What's the matter with Friday night? We're not doing anything, are we?
No, we're not busy Friday. But it's better to do nothing than spend an evening with that insufferable Mrs. Williams.
Insufferable Mrs. Williams? Where'd you get that idea? I met her outside the bank the other day, and I think she's darn attractive. What's wrong with her?
Well, you may think she's attractive. I suppose she is to look at. But she's just plain careless, that's all. B.O., you know. And life's too short to be nice to anyone who has B.O.
Well, friends, that was a critical moment in the lives of the Williams family. They were strangers in a new town, anxious to meet and know the nicer people. Yet the chance of their forming a lasting friendship was completely ruined by a bad impression. And it's certainly true that nothing makes a worse impression than B.O. Yet even the worst B.O. offenders seldom realize that they're guilty. That's why it's so important for all of us to play safe by taking daily baths with Lifebuoy Health Soap. For Lifebuoy contains an exclusive ingredient, and Lifebuoy's rich, lively lather in your daily bath stops B.O. So make a refreshing, delightful Lifebuoy bath your daily habit, especially during the winter months when warm clothing and hot, stuffy rooms make B.O. more noticeable. Use Lifebuoy daily and be sure that you are safe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lifebuoy program is very happy tonight to be able to present, for a return engagement, that lovable chatterbox of the screen, the cinema's top-ranking Gaga girl, Mary Boland.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening, Albert. I'm so happy to be with you tonight. You know, I think that old friends should get together quite often. What do you think?
Well, I was thinking
I'm so glad you feel the same way about it that I do. Did you have a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, you see, I had a supper.
Oh, I'm so glad, Al. For your sake and for the sake of Ida and all the children.
Look, Mary, let's get this straight. I'm not married to Ida.
What about the children?
They're Eddie Tanner's.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Now, look, don't get the wrong impression. Look. Listen, I want to explain the whole thing to you, Mary. You're a little bit confused. You see, Eddie Cantor is married to Ida, and I'm married to Ruby.
Does Ruby know about this?
Well, if she doesn't, I'm going to return my mother-in-law tomorrow and get back the deposit.
Yeah. That's just the way with all of you, man. Off with the old love and on with the new. You bluebeard.
Now, Mary, please, let's talk about something else. First, I want to wish you the happiest of New Year's. And, oh, I almost forgot. I want to thank you for your Christmas card.
Wasn't it a wonderful card, Al?
Well, I guess, of course, the poetry on the card had no sense to it, but...
I knew you'd like it. You know, my little nephew, 10 years old, wrote that poetry.
Only 10 years old?
Mm-hmm, 10.
Well, I guess he's just prematurely ignorant.
He's a darling. You know, and come to think of Al, tomorrow's his birthday, and I've got to get him a present. Whatever shall I do about it?
Well, there's a department store just across the street. It stays open until 9:30.
Good gracious, it's almost that now. Come on, Albert, come on. We must hurry before the store closes.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Albert. I'm so glad you're coming along to help me select a present for my little nephew. I do so need your manly touch. What do you suggest that I should get him?
Well, I think a nice Bible...
Yes, he's got one of those. And there's no use getting him another one. Now, is there?
Well, no, but you see...
Well, I'm so glad we agree on that. Now, what else would you suggest?
Well, when I was a kid, I had the meat...
Oh, yes. And besides, those things are dangerous. I have it, Albert. I have it. Now, how about a beautiful...
Yeah, let's buy two of them. Yeah.
Two of them? Huh. He's much too young for that.
All right, then why don't you buy him one of those Scarlet O'Hara handkerchiefs?
A Scarlet O'Hara hanky?
Yeah, one blow and it's gone with the wind.
isn't this a lovely store? Oh, and there's the elevator. Let's get in. Oh, elevator man.
Yes.
Where's floor walker?
He's in men's underwear.
Yeah. I should hope so.
Going up, step lively, please.
Al, who is this Dracula in button shoes?
I am the Lone Ranger of the silverware. Hi-ho, Sterling. Watch floor, please.
Oh, beg your pardon. Where do you exchange underwear?
DVDs or SOL?
What do you mean, SOL?
Short or long? Yeah.
Short, of course. And they're very beautiful, too, but I wish to exchange them. You see, they're much too large for me, and, oh, I don't know what I'm saying. I feel so embarrassed.
Oh, go ahead, Hal. Go ahead. I can take it.
Well, anyway, they sort of keep sneaking up on me.
Jeepers peepers, where did you get those creepers?
Jeepers creepers. Now I know what I'll get for my nephew. I'll get him something musical. Oh, take us to the music department.
Going up. First floor, mouse traps, bear traps, gopher traps, rattle traps, shampoos, kangaroos, cuckoos, peekaboos. Third floor, maypoles, grease poles, flagpoles, tadpoles.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Whatever became of the second floor?
We often wondered.
What?
Fourth floor, baseballs, footballs, highballs, and $30 every Thursday. What? All ashore that's going ashore.
Is this the music department?
Smetley, can't you hear?
When April showers, they come your way. They bring May flowers.
She sounds like Skinny Ennis standing on a vibrator.
There goes your way. Hello, boy.
A young woman, young woman. I don't want to hear the weather report. I want to buy a phonograph record. Have you anything appropriate?
Yes, here's one. You must have been a dutiful baby on one side, and old man Mose is dead on the other.
Yes, thanks for the information, but it won't do. I have those.
Well, have you got the Lambeth Walk?
No. Just these shoes were a little tight.
Now, just a minute, girlie. I'll pick out a record for Miss Bowling. Oh, Mary, did you have any special one in mind?
Well, no, but it must be something sentimental,
yes.
You know. Now, see if you have The Trail of the Lonesome Pine with Flutes.
The Trail of the Lonesome Pine with Flutes. No, we haven't got that, but I can give you The Road to Mandalay with Detours.
How's about a couple of tickets for the Jocelyn Show?
No.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I couldn't use any.
Oh, let's go to another department.
Elevator going up. Fifth floor, steam shovels and artichokes. Sixth floor, orange juice and eyebrow tweezers. Seventh floor, nothing.
Why nothing?
Sold out.
What?
Eighth floor. You know, for the life of me, I can't remember what's on the eighth floor.
Maybe that's because there isn't any eighth floor.
Oh, yes, there's an eighth floor, all right.
But it says right here in the elevator that there are only seven floors in this building.
Yeah, I know, but I still think there's an eighth floor. Of course, I could be wrong. I was. Yeah.
Now, just look what you've done. You're stuck.
Yeah, with two tickets for the Jocelyn Show. Okay.
Come on, cut out this monkey business. Get us down. I've got to get to the studio. I've got a show to do.
Okay, Jocelyn. Elevator going down. Seventh floor, sixth floor, fifth floor, fourth floor, third floor, second floor, first floor, basement. What do you know? This building didn't have a basement either.
Well, it has one now.
And now, folks, I'd like to sing a little song about...
Oh, Al, just a second, please.
What's the matter, Tiny?
Well, I have a message for our friends that's scheduled for this point.
Well, bless my soul, Tiny, you're right. All this running in and out of studio got me a little confused. Go right ahead, tall thing.
Thank you, Al. Friends, do you realize how many different things you handle every day? Newspapers, money, doorknobs, just hundreds of things. And think of it. Any one of them might be covered with germs of common diseases that you can pick up and possibly bring home to your family. That's something to worry about, isn't it? And that's why it's vitally important to your health, your family's health, that you keep your hands extra clean. That's why we say wash them many times a day, always with Lifebuoy. For Lifebuoy not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs as well. Make it a practice always to wash your hands with Lifebuoy before every meal, and see to it that your children, your whole family, does too. This is a good health precaution. Follow it. Make Lifebuoy your family toilet soap for face, hands, bath, and shampoo. Your whole family will enjoy Lifebuoy's clean, hygienic scent and rich, abundant lather. All right, Mr. Jolson.
And now, if Lux Fiddles and Brass will lead the way, I'd like to do one of the outstanding ballads of the day. Have you forgotten so soon? All right, boys, carry on. Have you forgotten so soon that lovely night in June, our graduation dance, the glorious beginning of a beautiful romance, all those gay diversions we planned in advance? Have you forgotten so soon? Have you forgotten so soon? The sun upon the sand, the moon of yellow gold, the things at Coney Island the fortune teller told, air-conditioned movies that gave us a cold. Have you forgotten so soon? Don't you still remember the witch's party on Halloween? And that grand December, the whitest Christmas we've ever seen. Have you forgotten so soon the loving cup we made of old Italian wine, that New Year's Eve at Tony's where the gang sang Auld Lang Syne, all those nights in heaven that used to be mine? Have you forgotten so soon? Have you forgotten so soon your birthday party cake and the sandwiches you made, the kisses that I borrowed and so eagerly repaid, and the day we walked in the Easter parade? Have you forgotten so soon? Have you forgotten so soon the winding country lane, a little wayside inn, and sipping tea while listening to a muted violin, thrilling to the old song by Irving Berlin? Have you forgotten so soon? Don't you still remember the moonlight hayride, the Beaux-Arts ball, and that grand September, the crimson woodland, the waterfall? Have you forgotten so soon the concert in the park, the Army-Navy game, the time I lost my money on a horse that bore your name, the day I snapped your picture that's still in my frame? Have you forgotten so soon? I want to thank Mary Boland for adding so much fun to our show tonight. And I want to remind you to spin the dials our way next week. We have a real surprise for you in our guest artist. You've seen him as a star in such pictures as Submarine Patrol, Four Men and a Prayer, and currently you may see him as a romantic lead in that thrilling picture, Kentucky. Go to your nearest theater and see Kentucky, and then tune in next Tuesday night and hear the nation's new heartthrob, Richard Green.
Sing My Heart is from the RKO picture, Love Affair. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.